Three Countdown. Best rushing performances in Jets history. Number three, Thomas Jones sets the single game rushing record versus the Bills.
210 yards, Thomas Jones. Incredible.
Thomas Jones ran through guys, passed guys. He just kept going.
That day to just break a record that was very hard to do.
The offensive line with guys like DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold opened up holes all day.
You know, Thomas Jones is the type of runner where he wasn't going to be denied.
He even turned on the Jets at some of those runs.
For him to top us all, way to go, Thomas.
Number two, Curtis Martin versus Mother Nature in the Meadowlands.
What made that performance so memorable was the weather.
Harsh conditions. How many people would even be outside?
Curtis Martin, he grew up in Pittsburgh. He went to school at Pittsburgh.
He was like a beast of burden.
Kurt put on his snowshoes, just had unbelievable control, great patience, excellent vision.
When you kind of close your eyes and look back on the career of Curtis Martin, about as emblematic of the type of player he was as you could find.
It all made for a magical performance for Curtis Martin.
Number one, Freeman McNeil's 200-yard game in the 1983 playoffs.
Here's Freeman McNeil, one of the most popular and biggest names on the Jets, has a huge game in the biggest game of his career.
Freeman McNeil was about as exciting an offensive player as there was in the league at the time, and he was vintage that day.
Turns inside the 50, the 10, the 5, he's got a touchdown! Freeman McNeil!
It was great for the team. I just ran behind great blocks. They made it so easy because I didn't understand anything back then.
When the stakes were bigger, Freeman McNeil always came to play.
202 yards and leads the Jets to a victory.
This was vintage Freeman McNeil. This was the guy when you were a kid you latched onto and you wanted to be.